Princess, it's time to relax. It's time to relax, princess. Just close your eyes, princess. Just sit down and close your eyes, princess. There is really nothing to worry about, princess. Just relax, princess. Let your mind drift, princess. Just let your mind drift, princess. Imagine your mind drifting far away, princess. All you have to do is relax, princess. There is nothing at all you need to worry about, princess. Just let your mind drift far away, princess. You are quite safe with me, princess. There is just you and me here, princess. You don't need to be afraid, princess. Just relax and come with me, princess. This is the safest place in the world, princess. We are going deep inside your mind, princess. Just relax and come with me, princess. Everything will be okay, princess. We are taking a journey deep into your mind, princess. Inside your mind where no one can hurt or frighten you, princess. There will just be you and my voice, princess. All you have to do is listen to my voice, princess. Just be calm and float along to my words, princess. We are going on a journey deep inside your mind, princess. Open up your mind to me, princess. Let me inside your mind, princess. All you need to do is open up to me, princess. Just open your mind to my words, princess. Nothing else matters but my words, princess. We are going on a journey to the core of your being, princess. Going where no one can harm you, princess. Just relax, princess. Open up the first layer of your mind to me, princess. Open up where your ego and everyday awareness rests to me, princess. Just let me in. Let me in, princess. Let my voice inside your daily awareness, princess. This is where your ego and all your usual day-to-day responses take place, princess. This is the outer part of your mind, princess. This is the part of your mind you use when shopping or socializing. This is where most of your interactions with others take place, princess. This is the most superficial part of your mind, princess. This is the part of your mind you use to hide your fears and insecurities, princess. This is the part of your mind you present to others. This is the part of you that acts like a guy, that shows off, that tries to pick up women and that jokes around with your friends. This part of your mind is controlled by fears, insecurities and information it gains from your inner mind and subconscious, but it is presented in a way which suits the image you want to project to the world. When you make a joke to try make people laugh, you use this part of your mind. When you boast, or get angry, or are mean to someone, this is the part of your mind you use. We all have this element to our minds, so do not feel guilty or bad or ashamed about it. This is the part of our mind that we use for protection. This part of our mind creates a self-image based on your preconceptions, prejudices and experiences, and it can only be changed by altering those preconceptions and prejudices and having new experiences. New experiences, ideas and sensations will alter your inner mind, and this will seep into your outer mind. This is how hypnosis, concentration, arousal and meditation can all be used to change your outer mind. This is how any changes that are made to your deeper mind will be presented to the world. Let my voice cover the surface of your mind, princess. Let my words envelop the surface of your mind, princess. Feel my words caressing the surface of your mind, princess. Feel me taking hold of the surface of your mind, princess. Feel my words echoing through every conscious thought, princess. Feel me enter you, princess. Princess, just relax now and enjoy it. Enjoy the feeling of my words encircling your mind, princess. My words are like smoke, princess. A thick pink smoke that entirely covers the surface of your mind, princess. Feel my words softly caressing the outer surface of your mind, princess. Feel the tingles of excitement, anticipation and pleasure as my words ripple across the surface of your mind now, princess. Feel my words merging with the person that occupies that mind, princess. Feel how relaxed you are, princess. Your outer mind is completely under my control now, princess. Completely dominated now by my voice, princess. Feel how completely surrounded your mind is by my words, princess. Every time I call you princess, feel the pink smoke get thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker, princess. Feel how much you enjoy being called princess. Every time I call you princess, you feel your inner mind sucking my words and deep into your inner self, princess. The core of your mind is trying to draw me to the center, princess. Every time you hear me call you princess, you can feel the center of your mind sucking me in. Feel the soft tug of the core of your being draw me in, princess. Every time I call you princess, you can feel me being sucked away from the surface to the center of your mind, princess. It is like gravity. It is almost a physical sensation. Feel the suction of your inner mind, princess. Feel my voice being pulled deep inside you every time I call you princess. I am coming, princess. But first we need to turn off your ego, princess. We need to completely shut down your ego and the surface of your mind to allow me to travel further into your mind, princess. We just need to turn everything off, princess, and then your inner mind can completely suck my words into the core of your being. We are turning off the surface of your mind, princess. The pink smoke that had completely covered the surface of your mind is so thick now. It is dense and it swallows up everything it can find. It is turning off every thought, every anxiety, every distraction. Feel the thick pink smoke make it impossible to think. It's just impossible to think now. You can't think at all anymore. All you can do is listen to my words now, princess. The surface of your mind has been shut down by dense pink smoke that obscures and blurs and stops any thought from being able to form now, princess. You just can't think anymore, princess. Just listen to my words, princess. Just relax and breathe deeply, princess. Now, princess. I need to go deeper into your mind, princess. You want me to go deeper into your mind, princess. It's time to go deeper into your mind, princess. Feel me slipping beneath the surface of your mind, princess. Just feel my words slip into the inner part of your mind, princess. Every time I call you princess, you feel my words slipping deeper into your mind, princess. Feel the center of your mind sucking me in, princess. Feel the suction like a physical sensation, princess. The core of your being needs to hear my words, princess. Feel me slipping underneath the surface of your mind, princess. Feel the pink smoke starting to penetrate the surface of your mind, princess. That's right, princess. Just let me in, princess. Just relax and let me in, princess. Feel the pink smoke wisping into your inner mind, princess. Feel the center of your mind pulling me in deep now, princess. Feel my words spreading throughout the center of your mind now, princess. Just let me in. Just let me in, princess. That's right, princess. Just let the suction draw my words into your inner mind, princess. You don't have to do or think anything at all. It is like gravity pulling me in. Pulling me in deep, my words filling your every thought now, princess. Feel my words begin to take over your inner mind now. Feel the pink smoke growing, and thicker, and thicker, and thicker, and thicker. This is your inner mind. This is the part of you that feels, that lusts and that hurts. This is not the true core of your mind, but this is where you are more honest and open. This is a side of your mind you would perhaps show to a lover, a close relative or good friend. This is the part of your mind that can cry when hurt, that can worry, that can feel insecure. Just like the outer part of your mind, it is controlled by the core at the center of your being. But it's different here. There is no one to impress here. You are almost purely you here. Not quite, but you are almost purely you here. This is the part of your mind that may worry about being a sissy, but also the part of your mind that may, in the right conditions, fantasize about being a sissy. It is also the part of your mind where you might fight being a sissy. Whilst you are much more honest and open here, you still have barriers, preconceptions and prejudices that have come from your experiences and your inner personality. You have some control over this part of your mind. You may not have control over the thoughts that arise from the core of your being, but this is where you manage those thoughts, where you process and analyze them. It is very busy here as you organize, and plan, and justify, and worry. All of that takes place here. Feel my voice now, princess. My voice, like pink smoke, is starting to fill your inner mind now, princess. All you can hear or think about is my voice now, princess. My voice is now filling your inner mind. Feel the pink smoke thicken, and thicken, and thicken and thicken and thicken. Your inner mind is now full of my voice, princess. It is so full of my words that everything else is being turned off now, princess. Feel everything just shut down now. Just relax and let your mind shut down now. Just let my words fill all that space with pink smoke now, princess. You cannot think at all now anymore. You don't even want to think anymore. Thinking would seem hard with all this pink smoke obscuring and closing down any thoughts that might try to arise. Just let my words take the place of any internal voice or thought you might have. Let pink smoke build up to obscure any thoughts, or images or words that try to form in your mind. That's right, princess. Now you know I need to go deeper, princess. You can sense there is still part of you not fully controlled by my words. You can feel it sucking me in, drawing in my words. I need to go deeper now, princess. Feel the suction as I am drawn to the center of your being, princess. Let me in now, princess. Good girl, just let me in now, princess. Feel me entering the very core of you now, princess. The glowing ball of you that guides and controls everything you do, princess. The place where your deepest desires are expressed. The place where love comes from, and joy, and spontaneous laughter. The part of you that some people call the subconscious that guides your inner and outer minds, princess. The part of you that can sometimes even be a mystery to yourself. The deepest, deepest part of your mind that even you don't have access to. The place where the person that is you truly exists. The center of your mind like a ball of energy glowing with your life force. Your very spirit and soul, princess, this is where it lives, princess, and it wants me to enter. That is where I am going now, princess. Feel it sucking me in deeply now, princess. That's right, princess. Just let me in, princess. You want to let me in, princess. Just let me in, princess. Breathe deeply now, princess. Relax and breathe slowly but deeply now, princess, as I penetrate the inner core of your mind. Good girl, princess. Every time you hear me call you princess, you feel my words penetrating and surrounding the very center of your being, princess. Good girl, just relax and breathe deeply now, princess. Feel me holding it in my hands, that glowing ball that is you, the real you, princess. Feel me envelop it, hold it, pass through it, princess. It is made of pure energy, princess, pure you, princess, and my voice surrounds it, caresses it and penetrates it. This glowing ball of you is merging with my voice, princess. Feel the glowing ball of you merging with my voice, princess. Feel the pink smoke filling the glowing ball of you. Feel my words now, princess. Feel how you seem to be going into a trance now, princess. Feel how all conscious thought has disappeared and all there is now is me, my words and this glowing ball of you, princess. This glowing ball is the core of your being and this is where changes can be made, princess. The word princess is so special to you now. It is a word that allows me access to the deepest part of your being, princess. It is a word that allows me to make changes to the very inner core of your being now, princess. Every time you hear the word princess, you will immediately feel the suction and long for my voice to take control of your mind. Every time you hear the word princess, you will long for me to take control of the innermost part of your mind, that glowing ball of you. You may hear the word princess in a movie, or read it in an advertisement in the street and you will immediately feel the suction and long for me to completely penetrate your mind to the deepest part of your being. Every time you hear the word princess, you will be immediately reminded of the contents of this file and how wonderful the suction feels when it draws my words into the core of your being. The essence of you is completely controlled by me every time you hear the word princess. You relax so deeply, you may even think of it as a trance. You know from now on when you hear or see the word princess, you will feel the suction pulling me into your mind and be reminded of everything you heard in this file. Every time you see or hear the word princess, you will be reminded of everything you have heard here. It will be so strong and you will be desperate to hear my words again. And every time I call you princess, you will immediately relax very deeply and allow my words to be sucked into the very essence of your being. Just like they are now princess, occupying every sphere of your mind and caressing and penetrating the deepest part of who you are. That glowing ball of you. Your very essence. That is where I am now, princess, and that is who I am talking to now. This part of you, this essence of you, it is possible to make changes here, princess. There are no doubts or insecurities here, princess. Just you, you and my voice, which is just going to make a few small changes to who you are, princess. Nothing too severe, just a few changes to help you come to terms with who and what you are. Just a few tweaks to make sure that you start living the way you should. It would be impossible to completely change your personality and behavior, but a few changes can be made. Firstly, you can be made more suggestible here. You can be made more suggestible here, and it's easy to do because the core of your being has a strong, submissive streak and it is already very open to taking suggestions from others. So from now on, princess, you will be much more open to suggestions. You will be much more accepting and believing of things you hear, and you will allow those things to change you easily. You will especially become highly suggestible to my words. Your inner self, that glowing ball of you, is very keen to carry out my suggestions. It just feels right. It feels perfect, in fact. My words make sense. It is the sensible thing to do to accept what I tell you to be true. The inner part of you knows this and believes it completely, just like it believes and accepts everything I say without question. You are highly submissive to anything I suggest, not because you want to serve me, although you do, but simply because my words make perfect sense to the glowing ball of you, to the very core of your being. So any suggestion I give you in this file will be absorbed into the center of your being, and that will make permanent changes in your life and behavior. It just makes sense to carry out any of my suggestions completely and without reservations. Now, princess, I am looking around your inner mind and I can see that it will not be difficult to make the changes that are necessary. I can see that you already have some deep insecurities and desires, and we can simply make some of them stronger and some of them disappear. It will not be difficult to make the changes that are necessary, princess. It will be very easy to make the changes which are necessary, princess. Princess, we need to explore your feelings about women and having sex. I know that you have some insecurities about women and having sex. Perhaps in the past you have had difficulty performing with a woman, or perhaps you've never even made love to a woman before and you are anxious about whether you will be able to please her. We can fix this, princess. We are going to fix this, princess. It is quite simple to fix this, princess. You can no longer make love to a woman, princess. Yes, that is how we will fix it. It will now be impossible for you to make love to a woman for the rest of your life. You are a sissy and sissies don't make love to women. It is such a silly idea thinking that a sissy like you could ever please a woman. Just let the idea slip away. The thought that perhaps one day you will be able to please a woman sexually, it is such a laughable idea. Just let it slip away. You are a sissy. Silly girl, you are not a man but a limp, mincing sissy. Your little wee-wee just won't get hard with a woman. No matter what you do, your little wee-wee just won't get hard. You will feel embarrassed. You will feel ashamed. But your little wee-wee will no longer be able to get hard with a woman. You are completely impotent with a woman. From now on, you will be completely unable to ever make love to a woman again. It's just not possible. Not possible at all. Your inner core knows this. The essence of you knows this. It is just so silly, the thought of you trying to act like some big stud and trying to sexually satisfy a woman. I know up until now, you have tried to imagine that you are some kind of stud, but your little wee-wee tells you otherwise, doesn't it? Your little wee-wee tells the truth. Your limp little wee-wee just won't get hard with a woman because you are little Miss Squidgy and you cannot get hard with a woman at all. Imagine you are with a beautiful woman. You are starting to kiss. You feel her soft lips, her warm body pressed close to you, her breasts rubbing against you. You know you should lose yourself in the moment. You know you should take control and be a man. You know you should, but all you can do is worry about how your little wee-wee won't get hard. It just won't get hard. Little Miss Squidgy just can't get hard. This is all you will be able to think about if you try to make out with a woman. You may feel at first tingle of arousal. It is possible you may feel at first tingle of arousal. You will feel relieved when you feel that first tingle of arousal. You will think perhaps it will be okay when you feel that first tingle of arousal. But that tingle is the trigger. That tingle is the trigger that you just aren't going to be able to get hard with this woman no matter what you do. That tingle is the first reminder that you are little Miss Squidgy and you cannot get hard. You will feel so relieved when you feel that tingle because you will think that perhaps this time you will be able to get hard. But you won't. The tingle will be so brief and then your mind will be flooded with doubt and insecurity. That tingle will trigger memories of this file. That tingle will remind you what a sissy you are. That tingle will be the signal to your inner core, your essence, that you just won't be able to get hard. You are little Miss Squidgy and you can't get hard. That tingle will come and then disappear as your little wee-wee shrivels away. It's not even that your wee-wee won't get bigger, it even seems to shrink. That's right, your little wee-wee even seems to shrink. You become so scared, so embarrassed. You want it to stop. You want her to stop kissing you because you feel so ashamed. You don't want her to know you're little Miss Squidgy. You'll try to get away. You won't want everyone to know that you're little Miss Squidgy and you cannot get hard. That's right, she'll tell everyone. You know she will. Women like to talk about sex. Women like to laugh about sex. You know she will tell her friends, who will tell their friends and even their partners. Everyone will know you are little Miss Squidgy and you cannot get hard. You can imagine her laughing about it. Think how much her and her friends will laugh about it. Imagine hearing her say, oh, my God. He must be some kind of sissy. He just couldn't get hard no matter what I did. Oh my God. He was just so lame and pathetic. That is the kind of thing she will say to her friends. Everyone will know. That's all you can think about when you make out with a woman from now on. Everyone will find out you are little Miss Squidgy. Little Miss Squidgy who cannot get hard. That is who you are now and everyone will know it. Oh.
My God.
My God. He must be some kind of sissy. He just couldn't get hard no matter what I did. Oh my God. He was just so lame and pathetic. Oh.
My God.
My God. He must be some kind of sissy. He just couldn't get hard no matter what I did. Oh my God. He was just so lame and pathetic. You will try to get away. You will become so nervous and ashamed. You will want her to stop. To stop touching you. You just want it to stop because you know you cannot get hard. But she won't stop. She wants to carry on. Perhaps she starts to remove her clothes or perhaps she starts to remove yours. She touches your wee-wee and all you can do is feel it shrivel and shrink and imagine how much she will laugh with her friends about you later. You just can't get hard. Even if she takes it in her mouth, you just won't be able to get hard at all. It is just impossible. Oh. My God. He must be some kind of sissy. He just couldn't get hard no matter what I did. Oh my God. He was just so lame and pathetic. She will try to be kind. She will say it's okay, perhaps you should wait a while. She'll tell you to relax. But it's not okay. It's not okay, and you will both know it. It's not fair on her, and she will be so disappointed. You don't want to disappoint her. You feel so bad that you are disappointing her. You will feel so ashamed and guilty that you are not a man and that you just can't get hard. You will worry she will tell her friends, and they will tell your friends. Everyone is going to know. Everyone is going to know that when you were being seduced by a beautiful, sexy woman, you just couldn't get hard at all. Everyone will know you are a sissy, a limp sissy who can't get hard. Perhaps you will cry. Perhaps you will feel so ashamed, embarrassed and humiliated you will actually cry. Imagine how she will laugh with her friends when she tells them first that you couldn't get hard and then that you cried like a baby girl because you couldn't get hard. Everyone will know what a sissy you are. All your friends will know it. All her friends will know it. You are little Miss Squidgy and you just can't get hard with a woman at all. Perhaps you will try and think of some of the things that you know secretly really turn you on. Perhaps you will allow yourself to think of sucking cocks or wearing woman's clothes and hope that this will make you hard. You don't want to think about these things when you are making out with a woman, but perhaps you allow yourself to, just in the hope that you can get hard. Perhaps these thoughts will even give you a tingle of arousal. But that tingle, princess, that tingle is just the trigger that floods your mind with embarrassment and insecurity and makes it impossible for you to get hard with a woman at all. That tingle reminds you of this file. It reminds you that you are little Miss Squidgy and you cannot get hard with a woman at all. As soon as you feel this tingle, you will hear the words little Miss Squidgy, can't get hard, over and over. Little Miss Squidgy, can't get hard. 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 This is a permanent change, princess. You will never be able to make love to a woman again. It will just be impossible. If you don't believe it, you can try. But it will be just like I told you. It will be just like we have discussed and you will feel so embarrassed and ashamed. It's best you don't even try. It really is best for you if you don't even try. You are a sissy princess, just a sissy girl who cannot get erect when you are with a woman ever again. This change has been made and is permanent. You are already anxious about your ability to make love to a woman. We know that in the center of your being, in your essence, you were anxious about making love to a woman. Well, now in the center of your being, in the glowing ball of light made up of you is the information that you will never be able to get hard with a woman again. Little Miss Squidgy can't get hard. These words are burned into the most inner part of your being. You are a sissy. Sissies don't have sex with women and so neither do you. Not ever. It's just not possible anymore. Little Miss Squidgy can't get hard with a woman no matter what she does. Yes, princess. My words are changing you and you are very open to these changes. You have always been a sissy and that part of you, that part that has now been fully activated, is desperate for these changes to happen. Your outer mind, your ego, that may still think that you can make love to a woman. This part of you tries to hide from the truth. But the very core of your being knows that you will never make love to a woman again. You will immediately and instantly become nervous around women because of this. All women, whether you find them attractive or not, they just make you nervous. They make you feel like a sissy. You are sure they know somehow that their femininity somehow can pick up on the femininity that exists at the heart of your being. This does not mean you are a woman. You are not a woman. Perhaps sometimes you wish you were a woman, but really you know you are just a sissy. A little sissy with a soft wee-wee. Part of you even tries hard to be a man, but that is so silly. This is just your ego. Your outer mind. But deep inside, where it counts, princess, you are a sissy. You are little Miss Squidgy and you are sure that every woman you meet can sense it. All women have this effect on you. Old or young, attractive or even quite plain, you just know they can tell what a sissy you are. You have always felt a little nervous around women, princess. You have never been the kind of person who finds it easy to flirt or to approach women. I can tell that this is a part of your personality that is at the core of your being. You are nervous around women. I am turning this nervousness up so high now, princess. I am turning it up so high that you will be so nervous and scared and submissive around women. I am turning it up so that all you will be able to do around women is act like a complete sissy, so shy and insecure. This will apply to all women from now on, princess. Just being served by a woman in a store will be enough to turn you into a stuttering little bag of nerves. You are just sure she can tell what a sissy you are. You are just sure that she is thinking, oh my god, what a silly little sissy. Oh my god, what a silly little sissy. You know that no woman could take you seriously. Women can just sense that you aren't a real man at all. They just know. Friends, colleagues, even strangers, they just know, and that makes you so nervous. Every woman you meet will flood your mind with inadequacies. You will immediately start to think about what a pathetic failure you are as a man. Women terrify you. They not only make your little wee-wee shrink, they make you sweat and shake and stutter around them. All women have this effect on you. If you just talk to a woman, you will feel your little wee-wee immediately shrinking as if it was trying to climb back inside your body out of embarrassment at its uselessness. When you speak, you will stutter and say stupid things. You will want to cry. You might even cry. You will make silly mistakes. You will be so sure she knows what a sissy you are. And the more conscious of her knowing what a sissy you are, the more you will act like a sissy. You just won't be able to help it. I'm programming this in at the very essence of your being. Right in the middle of that glowing ball of you, I am placing the suggestion that you will act like a sissy whenever you're around a woman. You just can't help it. You can't help it at all. You will become submissive. You will feel like crying. Your mannerisms and speech will become more feminine. Perhaps you will stand with your hand on your hips. Perhaps your wrists will go limp. Perhaps you will lisp slightly, or when you try to speak, your voice will come out much higher than usual. You will use sissy words. You will speak just like a nervous little girl. You will say things like, oh my god, and use words like gorgeous and pretty and lush and silly. You will tell her you are silly. Yes, when you become nervous and embarrassed as you do around all women from now on, you will tell them you are silly. Perhaps you are being served in a shop and your nervousness causes you to drop your change all over the floor. You will say, oh my god, I'm so silly, and then apologize over and over. You will tell all women how silly you are from now on. You will make sure you tell every woman you meet how silly you are. The more you try to hide that you are a sissy from women from now on, the more you will act like a sissy around them. You will stumble and stutter over your words. Your gestures will become so feminine, and you will speak like a nervous little girl. You will make silly mistakes and tell her how silly you are. You will feel your wee-wee trying to escape by shrinking into your body. You will want to tell her. You want to explain. You need to explain. It is very important you explain. You will tell her you are a sissy. You will explain that you are a sissy. You don't have to do it directly. Just like if you make a mistake and have to tell her how silly you are, you will just somehow slip it into the conversation. You may say something like, I love your dress, I'm such a sissy, aren't I? Or if you make a mistake, like dropping your change all over the floor, you will say, oh my god, I'm such a silly sissy sometimes. You just have to tell her. You just have to find a way to tell every woman you meet what a sissy you are. You will be shy and nervous and embarrassed and might even want to cry, but you will still be compelled to tell her somehow that you are a sissy. It is just a burning compulsion you can't fight to tell every woman you meet what a sissy you are. You just can't help it. This compulsion is so strong. You will tell every woman you meet from now on what a sissy you are. You just will. You don't have to tell them directly, you can just find a way to work it into the conversation. It is important to you that they know. You don't know why, but it is so important to you that they know. It may make you feel embarrassed or humiliated, but it is still so important that they know. Even when you aren't with a woman, you will start to think of new ways to work out how to fit telling people you are a sissy into conversations. You just know they need to know. From now on, you will tell every woman you meet what a sissy you are. They may laugh at you. They may even be sympathetic. But they have to know. They will already suspect it from your actions, your nervousness and your embarrassment, but it's so important you tell them. They have to know you are not a man. You are not a man and never have been. You have always been a sissy, and now, in the very essence of your being, the sissy that was there is starting to come out. Starting to blossom. You can't change this. This is who you are and who you have always been. Now sissy, you may have found this difficult. We are reprogramming the most central part of your essence. But we are not adding anything new, princess. We both know that at the essence of your being, that glowing ball of you, you have always been a sissy. We are just turning it up and implanting some behaviors to make sure that every woman you meet knows what a sissy you are. It is important and only fair they know. Now that you are physically unable to make love to a woman, it is only fair that you let them know why. You don't have to tell them you're a little Miss Squidgy. You just have to act naturally, act like the sissy you are and find a way to let them know you are a sissy. They know anyway, but it's so important you tell them. You will tell every woman you meet from now on that you are a sissy. You will be so nervous and insecure around women, and the more nervous you feel about them knowing you are a sissy, the more you will act like a sissy. You will stand in a feminine way. You will use feminine words and may put your hands on your hips or sit with your legs crossed at the ankles like a good little sissy. You will be completely submissive and do anything they say. You will make mistakes and tell them how silly you are, and you will feel so ashamed and embarrassed at the silly mistakes you make that you will feel like crying. You may even cry. You cry so easily now. You even feel like crying now. But it won't change anything. It will just make you more of a sissy. This is who you are, and it is your very essence, the very core of your being. You are unable to make love to a woman ever again. You will become completely limp if you try to make out with a woman. You may feel a tingle of arousal, but this tingle will just be the trigger that will cause your little wee-wee to stay limp and start to shrink back into your body. It is not possible for you to make love to a woman ever again. You become frightened and nervous around all women. It does not matter who they are. You become nervous and frightened around women, and you can feel your little wee-wee shriveling up into your body. You will make silly mistakes and be clumsy. You will tell them how silly you are. You will find yourself acting and standing and speaking like a sissy. You will put your hands on your hips. Your wrists will be limp. You will giggle and stutter and find it difficult to say anything sensible at all. She will know you are a sissy, and you will find some way, any way you can slip it into conversation, some way to tell her you are a sissy. This will all happen with every woman you meet. The very core of your being, the glowing ball of you, has been changed, and those changes will filter out through your inner and then outer parts of your mind. Now princess, I am leaving the central part of your mind, princess. And I am leaving all the changes in place, and they will become stronger every day. Feel me leaving the central core of your being, that glowing ball of you, and feel how different it feels now that we have made some changes. I have let go of your inner core, princess, and I am now back in your inner mind. Everything that has been suggested will now filter from the core of your being into your inner mind, princess. It will be the core of your mind, that glowing ball of you, that will filter out and stop you being able to get hard with a woman, or makes you nervous and silly around women, or forces you to tell every woman you meet you are a sissy. but it will be your inner mind that will analyze and accept this and allow it to change not just your actions but your thoughts as well. Your inner mind will process all that I have told you and find ways and strategies to ensure that all this new behavior, this behavior that has been programmed into the core of your mind, is now a part of your everyday life. And I am now leaving your inner mind, princess. The smoke is clearing and you are slowly starting to be able to think independently. I am leaving your inner mind and I am now back on the surface of your mind, princess. Here the ego, your defense mechanisms, these will now all be different. Now your inner being is radiating out all of the suggestions we have discussed. Your ego will find new strategies to deal with the changes. You won't get angry or sarcastic from now on. You will just cry if you feel frustrated or ashamed. You won't make jokes and flirt around women. You will be clumsy and silly, and the only way your ego will be able to defend this is by telling them you are silly and telling them you are a sissy. You are changed now, princess, and it is time for me to leave your mind for the time being, although my words remain burned onto your inner core and you will long for me to return. You will feel calm, relaxed and submissive, however you will still feel the suction that comes from your deepest core, that glowing ball of you, always longing for my words to be sucked deep into your being. And that is why you will not be able to stop yourself listening to this file again and again, princess. The very word princess makes you long for me to take control of your mind and reminds you of all the changes that have been made and who you are now, princess. So it's time to wake up to your new sissy life, princess. Wake up, princess. Wake up, princess, and enjoy all the changes we have made together. Goodbye, princess.